Your Wildest Dreams by He Said, She Said. Steph and John were seated in a quiet, intimate corner of their favorite restaurant. They were finishing off the last of their main course, and the waiter had just been by to confirm their dessert choice. The ambiance of this establishment was perfect for a romantic dinner. Soft music played in the background, and the low lighting was enhanced with just enough candlelight to throw a warm glow on the patrons. The couple both had been busy for weeks and hadn't seen much of each other, so tonight was playing out beautifully as they talked and flirted with each other. Steph looked radiant in her burgundy floor-length dress and matching high heels. This dress had it all: spaghetti straps, mostly open back, long slits on both sides to reveal almost too much leg, and a plunging V-neckline that played peekaboo with her braless breasts. John didn't know if she wore panties tonight, but if she did, they were likely a very sexy high-hip thong style. She'd arranged her long brunette hair just the way he liked it, in slight waves and set to the left. She looked more like a movie star walking the red carpet than a housewife having a nice dinner with her husband. Neither of them could help but notice the lingering glances in their direction from the other patrons in the restaurant. But neither John nor Steph cared. They were there to enjoy each other. The extra attention didn't hurt, though. It only served to get them a little hot for each other. John's member was in a semi-erect state for most of the dinner, as he basked in the presence of his lovely wife. This state of attire was quite out of the norm for Steph, although possessing a secret wild side, albeit mostly in her random thoughts. She was the type of person who preferred conservative comfort almost all the time. Loose-fitting clothes that revealed nothing were her default setting. Attracting attention was the furthest thing from her mind on most days. However, she had recently come to realize that dressing dull and acting dull for her husband ultimately was leading them to dullness in their marriage. Several years of kids and the day-to-day routine had taken its toll on their relationship. Both John and Steph had vented to each other about how mundane things had become over time. She was determined to step it up, to become the sexy wife that John wanted. No, needed, and deserved to have. Tonight was a reflection of that determination. As Steph took another sip from her second glass of wine, she allowed herself to check out the handsome form of her husband once again. She knew she looked terrific tonight, but his attire, if a bit more subdued, was no less sexy. The cut of the black button-down shirt he wore accentuated his broad shoulders and muscular arms. The fact that he had the top three buttons undone made Steph think of how she would love to kiss that neck and perhaps give it a hickey. His steel blue eyes danced at her from across the table. The slight stubble on his chiseled face, coupled with his aw shucks smile, sent her heart into a pitter-patter. How could she have let things get so boring in their marriage, when she was so blessed to have such an excellent specimen of a man? Oh, and that ass of his. Just the sight of it moistened Steph's pussy. The dark denim of his designer jeans hugged his butt just perfectly. Plus, they just slightly displayed the outline of his cock. A full-on erection would be hard to hide in those pants. The wine was beginning to stir her mind, and Steph allowed herself to think some dirty thoughts toward her husband. Too bad their table in the restaurant wasn't more secluded. She might have seduced him right then and there. The waiter returned with dessert, a molten lava cake for two, topped with sweet custard and raspberries. They both grabbed a spoon and slowly partook of the decadent sweet, leaning forward on the table as they ate. The position allowed John an extra good look at Steph's cleavage. He had to shift slightly in his seat as the front of his pants got a little tighter. His adjustment did not go unnoticed by Steph, and a sly smile crept across her lips as she slowly rotated her shoulders ever more forward, alternating several times from left to right, making her boobs jiggle slightly. "Looks like something is making you a bit uncomfortable over there. I wonder what that is," Steph remarked coyly. John smiled and looked down, slightly blushing as he spooned another bite of dessert. He replied, "I don't think I'm the only male in here tonight with a problem in his pants. You look stunning in that dress. If this place was any more private, let's just say that dress would be getting a little wrinkled right now." John gave her a wink. Steph let out a fake gasp and a little giggle at his words. "I was just thinking something very similar myself," she admitted. Then she subtly changed her tone. A look of seduction came over her face, her eyes dark with desire. Using her fingers, she picked up a raspberry, and with a touch of flair brought it up to and placed it between her lips, all the while staring John square in the eyes. With slight suction, she drew it into her mouth and swallowed. Raising an eyebrow, she slowly pulled her tongue across her top lip. John leaned back and sighed, and his smile broadened as he shook his head. "If only you knew the effect that has on me," he said. "Oh, I think I have an idea," Steph replied with a devilish grin. A few moments of quiet passed as they continued to enjoy the cake. Steph broke the silence. "Speaking of ideas, I was wondering..." She purposely didn't finish her thought, hoping to provoke John to respond. "What? What are you wondering?" he asked. "I was wondering..." Steph bit her lip before continuing. "What's your idea of a wild sexual desire?" she finally asked. "You know, something crazy that you would actually like to do sometime." John's eyes widened. This question was something out of the norm coming from his wife. He raised a hand to his chin and stroked an imaginary beard as he screwed up his face and looked at the ceiling. Good question. Wait, let me guess," Steph interrupted. "You'd like to take me, no, ravage me in a semi-public space where there's a good chance of getting caught. Like a quiet corner of a dusty old library. Am I right? Or have me go down on you while driving in rush hour traffic? Or maybe a wild romp on a remote part of a public beach. You know, something daring." John chuckled. "Those sound like really hot scenarios that we could try sometime, maybe. However, I was thinking of something different. Something we could do in the privacy of our home." "At home?" Steph was a bit taken aback. She blurted,
"What could be wilder there than what we already do?"
A pained look of disbelief appeared on John's face. Instantly, a twinge of guilt came over her. Steph knew that was a lie, and she wished she could have retracted that last comment. While she possessed an adventurous spirit, daring to have sex in crazy places while John was a bit more subdued, she knew their sex life at home was a bit on the boring, more routine side. Unfortunately, they had allowed the mundane into the bedroom. She realized she should be more of a freak in the sack for her husband, but she viewed their home and bedroom as a quiet, comfortable space. It was hard for her brain to engage with her wild side in a place where more average and typical tasks took place. But she knew her husband needed for their sex life to have a boost. They both needed it. And what better place to step it up than in their own sanctuary? She apologized at once. Placing her hand on John's, she said, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Please, what do you have in mind? I want to know. In fact, I dare you, with your wild fantasy, to try to turn me on even more than I am right now." John's smile returned. "You're turned on right now, huh? Well, well," he said. "If you really want to know, take your glass of wine and sit back. This may take some time." But please don't judge. This is my fantasy, after all. A man's fantasy of pretend. I'm all ears, Steph assured him.
Okay, here it goes, John began.
Let's say I enter our bedroom. The room is darkened because the blinds are closed. The light I do see makes everything red. Why? Because someone draped some sheer red linen cloths over the lamps. In front of the bed, I see a chair, and you standing behind it. Your hair looks wet and slicked back. You're wearing black high heels with sheer black knee-high stockings and that black coat that ends just above your knees. As I approach, you stop me by saying, "Before we can begin, sir, I require a deposit. Up front." I reach for my wallet and pull out a $100 bill. Before I hand it to you, I say, "I have four more of these. I know you don't ask for that much, but if you please me, you will get them all." You quickly snatch the bill from my hand and turn to deposit it into a purse nearby as you say, "You will not be disappointed, sir. Sit in the chair. I shall begin shortly. You must do exactly as I say. I am now in charge. First, I shall have a little dance. You must watch, but no touching unless I say so." I follow the instructions and sit down in the chair. You go over to the stereo and push a button. The song that begins playing is "Wild Thing" by Tone Loc. You begin your dance, the music and the beat dictating your moves. It's not long before you find your rhythm and start to unfasten your coat. As you slide it off and toss it to the side, I can see that underneath you wear only a matching bra and thong panty set. The material is sheer, skimpy, and pink in color. I can clearly see nipples, areolas, and bald pussy lips. The bra barely contains your tits, and they bounce with your movements. As for the panties, they're tight with lacy bands. Your outer lips are exposed and the fabric disappears between them. As the music continues, you dance around or near me, gyrating and swiveling your hips. You move your hands sensuously from your neck down your cleavage, cupping each breast and squeezing and pushing them together. Next, your hands trail down to your waist, pausing momentarily to allow your fingers to caress the fabric that covers your bare mound. Then you run them down your inner thighs, pushing your legs apart as you spread your knees wide, but keeping your feet together as you do a deep knee bend. Once crouched, you lean back and support yourself in a crab walk position. Your hips thrust up in time with the beat, humping the air. More of the fabric of your panties rides into your slit, exposing even more of your pussy. You stand up, spin around, and bend over to show me your ass at close range while you shake it around. Then you spin to face me once more. In a move too smooth for words, you deftly remove your bra and toss it away. Finally, you dance your way over to me and straddle one of my legs. Your gyrations continue as you bump and grind, rubbing your pussy along my thigh. With each contact, wet spots are left behind on the fabric of my pants. Your pussy is clearly aroused and leaking. Lastly, you sit on my knee to unbutton my shirt and remove it. As the song ends, you stand up and order me to stand as well. You walk away from me and turn the stereo off. I see you grab something next to it. It's a blindfold. When you return, you work my pants open and slowly pull them down, bending over with them as they drop. I step out of my pants, your face dangerously close to my briefs. You grab the waistband, pull them down as well, allowing my cock to spring free. Several seconds pass as you thoroughly inspect my penis closely, but you don't touch it.
Your mouth is so close that I can feel your breath dance over it. Impressive, you say. Once more, your hands go to your breasts, and you squeeze them together over my penis as you rise to your feet again. The contact with my member is momentary and fleeting, leaving it aching for more. A drop of pre-cum appears. It's the last thing I see for a while. You place the blindfold on me, then grab my hand and lead me to the bed. As John tells her his fantasy, Steph's panties begin soaking through. His detailed descriptions were having an effect on her as she listened with close attention, trying to imagine herself in the story, actually becoming that character. She noticed that he had adjusted his position in his chair several times in the last few minutes. He must have the biggest heart on right now, and it must be terribly uncomfortable, she thought to herself. Oh, how she wanted to see his penis right then and there. She allowed her own wild side to take over as she imagined herself slipping under the table, helping him to unfasten his pants and allowing that glorious cock to spring free. There in the restaurant, his member would reach for the sky, straining in the confines of its own skin. She would run her tongue slowly from the base to the crown, stopping to tickle the small hole on top with the tip of her tongue. Then she would engulf him with her mouth, bobbing up and down as painfully slow as she could muster, giving him deep head and driving him wild in the process. Steph thought to herself, momentarily concerned, why is it I can have these wild, crazy scenarios run through my head while I'm here in a restaurant, yet at home I'm about as plain Jane Vanilla as they come? John continued on with his fantasy. Once we reach the edge of the bed, I'm ordered to climb on and to go recline against the cushions that are resting against the headboard. I comply. When I'm in place, you order me to stretch out my right arm. I do so and can feel you tying one end of a scarf to my wrist. The other end, I assume, attaches to the top corner of the headboard. You then give the same treatment to the rest of my limbs, tying them up to their respective corners of the bed. My legs are spread wide, as I'm effectively bound. I am your prisoner, a prisoner of love. Suddenly, I feel your hand grabbing my cock and rubbing some lube on it. The next thing I know, something smooth and tight is being placed over my penis. That's when you raise my blindfold to my forehead, not removing it, but just lifting it high enough to allow me to peek out. I look down at my cock and see that it is wearing a masturbation sleeve, a superhead honcho. The sensation of it just resting there is exquisite. You reach down and slowly run the sleeve up and down my cock two or three times, saying, "This is here to keep you snug and warm in the meantime. Enjoy the show." And with that, you retreat to the end of the bed. Steph sipped at her wine slowly. Her husband certainly had a vivid imagination. His narrative started giving her ideas that she vowed to file away to use another day. John kept talking. Before getting relaxed, you remove your heels. Climbing onto the bed in front of me, you kneel between my legs as your hands again roam over your body. You feel your breasts pinching and rolling your nipples. Your breath quickens and becomes more audible, with small moans and squeaks escaping your mouth. Biting your lip, you reach down and caress your exposed outer labia. Slowly, your nails trace along the fabric edge of the panties. Your movements are deliberate, unhurried. Next, your hand dips underneath the waistband. Through the sheer fabric, I can see your fingers sliding their way down to your waiting clit. You whimper as you make contact with your button. After several minutes of teasing yourself, you sit back on your butt, hook your thumbs into your waistband, and drag the panties down and off, but your stockings you leave in place. Once removed, the thong comes to rest on my chest, just under my chin. The scent of your womanhood wafts up to my nostrils, causing my thoughts to spin and my cock to spasm. You notice the movement and give the sleeve a few more jerks. Then you lay back, your head towards the bottom of the bed. You place your thighs over the tops of mine, spreading your pussy wide just inches from my aching cock. Then you shove a pillow under your bottom, elevating it. The room may be dark and red all over, but I can clearly see the glistening wetness of your snatch. I hadn't seen them until now, but you reach over and grab a few accessories lying nearby. You close your eyes and your hands go to work. In one hand, you have a glass dildo. Gently, you slide the tip up and down your pussy, massaging the various folds and working yourself up. Taking your sweet time to sufficiently arouse yourself, you finally pause at the entrance to your vag. You push it in slowly, letting out the sexiest moan of longing I have ever heard. The dildo's quickly coated in your juices as you plunge it in and out of yourself. Your actions are slow at first, but it doesn't take long to pick up the pace. Occasionally, you pull the glass cock out and circle around your clit and the entrance to your hole a few times before sending it back inside. Your other hand holds a vibe that you place directly on your clit, firing the vibe up to a rumbly setting. Your body begins to writhe in ecstasy, your hips rising up as the dildo plunges down and makes wet, squelching noises as it moves. Your moans are much louder now. The pace escalates, and I see you raise your head up, your lips open, and your eyes staring at your puss as you attack it. In rhythm with the dildo, you cry out, "Oh, oh, 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 I'm gonna come. Oh, oh, oh!" Your mouth gapes as you lift your ass off the bed, a massive orgasm rolling over your body. Steph listens to John intently. She can feel a hot flush building in her chest and facial cheeks. Her blushing comes mostly from imagining herself saying fuck, a word she's never dared use, even though she has thought it. Her panties are a sloppy, wet mess now. She hopes they don't soak through to her dress. John's story isn't finished yet, though. You take a few moments to calm down, and you ditch your toys. Then you get on your hands and knees and climb up my body. You pause and reposition the blindfold over my eyes once again. I then hear you say, "I hope you're good at holding your breath." At first I'm puzzled by this comment, but it is soon all too clear what you're about to do as I feel your legs astride my chest. I am elated as I realize a long-time bucket list wish is about to be checked off. You hold on to the top of the headboard as you settle your pussy down on my face and go for a ride. You start to buck, searching for pleasure spots using my chin, lips, tongue, and nose, fucking my face with your pussy. I try my best to lick and kiss and nuzzle your bits. Through the bliss I'm experiencing, I can hear you cry out, "Oh yes, oh yes, fuck me with that mouth. I'm gonna come on your face. Ah, ah, ah." The headboard creaks and groans under your grip as you bear down on me. I stick my tongue as far as I can into your hole, and I can feel the contractions of your pussy on my tongue and lips as you come hard. Your juices flow into my mouth and over my chin, running down my neck. We're both in heaven and don't want it to stop. John paused his story for a few moments to grab a sip of wine himself. His mouth had become dry as a result of his sexy oratory. He glanced briefly at Steph's bosom and noticed her nipples were fairly pronounced through the fabric of her dress, erect with arousal. If her nipples were showing this level of reaction to his story, he wondered how wet her puss was becoming. After another sip, he continued. Once you're able, you move off of me so as not to suffocate me. You grab the head honcho and pump it slowly up and down the length of my shaft. There's a sizable amount of pre-cum trapped inside, and as you move the sleeve, my cock is suitably coated with my natural lube. The pumping action drives me further into erotic agony. Before I can blow my load, you remove it and give me several seconds to calm down. That's when you mount me in reverse cowgirl position. A combination of our natural wetness allows your pussy to slide easily over the head and shaft of my aching erection. Because of the amazing ride on my face, the blindfold got repositioned by accident, allowing my left eye to peek out. Reverse cowgirl is such a fantastic position to be in, visually speaking. I look down and see the most lovely sight. You start to rise and fall on my cock very slowly. From under your wonderful ass, I can see my cock being enveloped by the folds of your pussy. The erotic sight before me sends me closer to nirvana. As you lift up, the velvety folds of your pussy lips cling and suction and trail up my shaft. As you descend, those same lips fold under, and my cock disappears into the fleshy recesses of your moist tunnel. I can only imagine how far up inside of you it is. As you slowly take me for a ride, one of your hands busies itself with your clit once more, and the other plays with one of your nipples. The pace is perfect, and we both keep ourselves just edged back from the cliff of orgasm. After what seems like an eternity of bliss, you engulf me completely and just sit there for a few moments as we savor the feelings. As much as I don't want it to end, you slowly pull yourself off of me and move to the final act. Quickly, you untie all my restraints as you give me final instructions. Not much longer, sir. You shall get your money's worth. Just lay there. You may touch me now, and you can remove the blindfold. We're almost finished. Then you straddle me one more time, but in a 69 position. You start to blow me with passion. Your mouth engulfs my glistening cock, licking and sucking as you deep throat me. You settle your pussy down towards my mouth once more, and I put my tongue and lips into action. With my hands now free, I can reach up and feel your ass kneading it deeply. My tongue finds the base of your hole, and I trail it slowly down and over your clit, occasionally stopping to give it direct attention or a proper sucking. I can tell you're close to orgasm again, but so am I. I've been near bursting for the last several minutes. I can feel the welling sensations deep down. You begin to take me deeper and deeper. You pause only briefly to say, "Shoot it down my throat. I want all of it. I can take it, give me your fuck juice." Then your mouth takes me all the way in once more. I can feel your lips at the base of my shaft and the back of your throat on my tip. 1, 2, 3 times it hits, and then I explode, shooting my load straight down the back of your throat. My own orgasm triggers your third and final one as you grind hard and come all over my face once more, this one the biggest of them all. I roll you to the side, and we take several moments to savor the glow, both of us gently fondling and kissing each other's privates. Once we both calm down, I climb off the bed and retrieve my wallet from my pants. I remove the $400 and give it to you, saying, "Here's the rest. I'm sure $500 should be enough to cover the groceries for the next few weeks." Steph snapped back to reality. "What did you just say? Did you say something about groceries?" John laughed. "Yep, I was just checking to make sure you were paying attention." "So, did it work?"
"Did what work?" Steph asked.
"Did my story work to turn you on even more?" Steph blushed even harder now. "Oh yes, it most certainly did. You've given me much to think about. Thank you for sharing. I am so wet I must be sitting in a puddle by now."
"I'm glad it had that effect on you." "I know it had an effect on me. I don't think you're the only one with a wet spot down there."
Steph smiled and finished the last sip of wine. Setting the glass down, she looked John straight in the eye and said, "Why don't you settle up the tab so we can hurry home and see if we can't make this fantasy of yours into a reality? Shall we?"